Greetings once again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob on our Sabbath Sunday, the day of the Lord. And it's our sixth day of our walk with the pilgrim along the way of a pilgrim, the Jesus prayer journey. Well, our pilgrim has now been in his newly acquired hut, the solitude of his hut for an entire week, repeating the Jesus prayer that the Starets has taught him, repeating it 6,000 times a day. And he says, do you know what happened? He became so accustomed to the prayer that when he stopped praying, even for a brief time, he felt as if something was missing, as if he had lost something. And when he began to pray again, he was immediately filled with inner lightness and joy. He says he longed only for solitude, to be alone with my prayer. And thus it was in that week that he became accustomed to the Jesus prayer. Let's pick up our story right there. After 10 days of not seeing me, the Starets himself came to visit me, and I described my inner state to him. He listened and said, now that you have become accustomed to the prayer, take care to preserve and strengthen this habit. Do not pass your time in vain, and with God's help, resolve to repeat the prayer without fail 12,000 times a day. Remain in solitude. Rise earlier in the morning. Retire later at night. And come to me for counsel every 2 weeks. I began to carry out the Starets' instructions. By late evening of the first day, I had barely managed to complete the rule of 12,000 repetitions of the prayer. On the second day, I fulfilled the rule with ease and delight. At first, I was weary from repeating the prayer continuously. My tongue became numb and my jaws felt stiff, although the sensations were not unpleasant. I then felt a subtle, delicate pain in the roof of my mouth, followed by a slight pain in the thumb with which I was counting the knots of the tchotchke. My wrist felt inflamed, and this feeling spread up to my elbow, creating a most unpleasant sensation. Moreover, all this was somehow urging and compelling me to pray more and more. Thus, for the first 5 days, I faithfully repeated the prayer 12,000 times a day. As this habit became stronger, it also became more enjoyable, and I found myself more willing to practice it. Early one morning, somehow the prayer awakened me. I began to recite my morning prayers, but my tongue resisted saying them, while all my desire seemed to be striving, as if with a mind of its own, toward reciting the Jesus prayer. As soon as I began to repeat it, I was filled with such lightness and joy that it felt as if my tongue and mouth spoke the words of their own accord without any effort on my part. I spent the entire day wrapped up in such joy and somehow detached from everything else, almost as though I were on another planet. By early evening, I had easily completed the 12,000 repetitions of the prayer. I had a strong desire to continue praying, but I dared not exceed the rule given to me by the starets. In the days that followed, I continued to call on the name of Jesus Christ with such ease and feeling so drawn to it. Then, I visited the starets and honestly recounted all this to him in detail. He listened and said, "Thank God that the ease and desire for prayer has been manifested in you. This is the natural result of frequent practice and great effort. It is similar to a piece of equipment that can operate for a long time on its own, once its main drive has been activated. But in order for it to continue operating, the drive must be oiled and regularly reactivated. Now, do you see with what superior abilities God, in His love for us, has endowed even the most sensual human nature? And what feelings can be experienced even outside a state of grace, even by a sinful soul with unclean passions, as you yourself have already experienced? Yet how magnificent, how delightful and enjoyable it is when the Lord bestows the gift of unceasing, self-acting prayer and purifies the soul of its passions. This state is indescribable, and the revelation of the mystery of such prayer is a foretaste of heavenly bliss on earth. This is granted to those who seek the Lord in the simplicity of a heart filled with love. I now give you leave to repeat the prayer as much as you desire and as frequently as possible. Strive to devote every waking moment to prayer. Do not count the number of repetitions anymore, but call on the name of Jesus Christ, submitting yourself humbly to the will of God and awaiting His help. I believe that He will not abandon you and will set you on the right path. Under the guidance of my starets, I spent the entire summer continuously repeating the Jesus Prayer. I was very much at peace and often even dreamed that I was saying the prayer. If I happened to meet people during the day, each of them, without exception, seemed very dear to me, as if they were family, though otherwise, I did not concern myself with them much. All thoughts seemed to vanish on their own, and I thought of nothing else but the prayer. My mind was recollected and attentive to it, while at times, of its own accord, my heart would feel a warmth and a sort of pleasure. When I happened to go to church, the long monastic service seemed short and was no longer as tiring. My solitary hut seemed like a splendid palace, and I didn't know how to thank God for sending such a sinner as myself to His starets and guide to salvation. Amen.